Welcome to the Word Podcast. The Lord God has given us His Word. Let us learn it. Let us live it. Let us rejoice in it. Spread the Word.
Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you so much for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in the book of 1 John at the third chapter, so we'll continue from there. Let me back up the previous three verses, which we spent a couple of episodes on chasing a rabbit, okay? And you say, what rabbit was that? Well, it mentions Cain, so we had to find out a little bit about Cain, right? So here's 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. For this is the message which you've heard from the beginning, that we should love one another, not as Cain, who was of the evil one, and slew his brother. And for what reason did he slay him? Because his deeds were evil, and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. So we see here, again, setting the context that John is saying what the Spirit's released within him, and that is that we should love one another. Not love one another, not as Cain. Boy, what an example when you think about that, right? Cain is an example of not loving one another, of being so angry and so mad because somebody's deeds were righteous and yours were evil that you rise up and kill someone, that you kill your brother because of that. So then he tells us, do not be surprised, brethren, if the world hates you. Now, what he sort of follows up on this whole love one another thing, beginning with verse 14. We know that we have passed out of death into life because we love the brethren. So he's going to start giving some details about some things and some insight into certain things. And he says, you're going to know that you've passed out of death into life because you love the brethren. Quite often people will say, well, how do I know that I've actually been saved? How do I know that? Well, one of the ways you can know is that you will have love for the brethren, that you will love fellow believers. If you do not love fellow believers, if you feel the same way that you felt about folks before, and there isn't a love that you can't explain, then you need to examine yourself to see if you be of the faith, as it says in 2 Corinthians. Okay? You need to check that out. Because he says forthrightly here, you know it. You know that you've passed out of death in the life because you love the brethren. But he doesn't stop there. Verse 14 continues. He who does not love abides in death. Again, he who does not love abides in death. Now, John is the author of abiding. We see that in his gospel in John 15, of abiding in the Lord, of dwelling, of living in the Lord. But he's saying this, if you do not love, what you're really doing is abiding in death. And you say, well, are you talking about for most people, or are you talking about for all people? No, the scripture acknowledges that. It acknowledges that things are out of our control. Remember that verse that said, as far as possible, be at peace with one another, right? Sometimes people just won't let you be at peace with them, and you just have to, you know, separate yourself from them. Scripture talks about that also. But what he's saying here is that if your heart is not oriented in love, then you are abiding in death. You're abiding in death. We must love one another. You cannot sit there and say, I love God, and I love most of the people, but there's these three or four people. And yeah, they say that they're believers, and they probably are from what I see, but I just don't like them. I don't like their hair. I don't like their style. I don't like what they eat. I don't like what they drink. I don't like where they live. I've had this said to me before. I don't like how they are talking about the Bible and talking about God all the time. Well, you need to watch it. You need to examine yourself. Watch this. Verse 15, he continues on. Everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So look at the progression right here. He says the world's going to hate you. But you know what? We know that we've passed out of death into life because we have love for the brethren. But if you do not have that love, and if love does not abide in you, then you are abiding in death. And everyone who hates his brother is a murderer. You see the progression. You see what happens right here. If you hate your brother, you are a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. So what he's saying is, if you're behaving this way, if you're acting this way, then you are not right before God. You are not saved. Yeah? You may be very religious. You may have said the right things. You may have been baptized and dunked I don't know how many times. But you're not saved. I'll continue on, verse 16. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. We ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Whoa. So he's saying that Jesus is our model. In the same way that Jesus laid down his life for us, we are to lay down our life for the brethren. So is he talking about the literally dying for somebody? Well, perhaps. Okay, perhaps. You know? But it's probably more day in and day out than that. How do I know that? Well, the next verse. So let me read 16 again, then we'll read 17. And then I think our time's going to be up. We know love by this, that he laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Verse 17. But whoever has the world's goods and sees his brother in need and closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Oh, so it's not just the thing that you're willing. And most people say, yes, I will stand and I'm willing to die for the brethren. Yeah, you're willing to die. But are you willing to meet their needs? Okay. Honestly, folks, some of the greediest places I've ever seen in my life are among the body of believers. We'll sit there and we'll talk all day about the need of this, the need of that, and all these kind of things. And yet we will not meet the basic needs of somebody. We always turn and look to somebody else to meet that need or to look to the organizational structure. In other words, we'll sit there and we'll see a family struggling at the checkout at the grocery store. And we'll think, oh, somebody needs to help them. So I need to tell our church about that. Somebody ought to help them. Instead of you whipping out the cash and paying for the groceries right there. You know, we just don't think that way. And that is to the detriment of the kingdom of God. I believe that if we were to ask the Lord to reveal things to us like that, that we'd be amazed at what he wants us to do. But then it gets down to some really tacky things, you know, because people say, well, if I do that, I won't get a tax write-off for it. Really? Really? Save the receipt, if that's your goal, you know. I have a hard time with that, as you can tell by my tone of voice. If that is your only motivation for something, you've received your reward, right? But if you have this world's goods and you see a brother in need and you don't meet that need, then how can you say that you love God? How can you say that the love of God abides in you because you don't meet that need? It's really quite simple, folks. If you see somebody who needs a shirt and you have more than one shirt, then you need to meet their need. I dare say most of us have far more than one shirt or one pair of shoes. Most of us can meet the needs of many, many by our I have a dream portion of the closet. You know what I mean? Those clothes that you hoped someday to be able to wear, you know? But we have such a perverted mindset of things. We really do. I mean, I've actually seen it where somebody was wondering, well, how can we help this family? They need somewhere to live. And the people that are talking about it, all of them have big houses. All of them have at least one, two extra bedrooms. And it never crosses their mind. Never crosses their mind to invite them in their home. I do have one friend here locally that did that with a family. Man, it was so exciting to see that happening. And it so testified of the wonder and the glory of the body of Christ and the kingdom of God. So here's the bottom line. If you say you love God, then you're going to love the brethren. If you don't love the brethren, then you don't love God, and you might as well be a murderer. Again, I'm Dale. Thank you so much for your time. I'll see you next time.